The Rose of Sebastopol by Catherine McMahon. Narrated by Josephine Bailey. Copyright 2007 by Catherine McMahon. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with G.P. Putnam Sons, a member of the Penguin Group, USA, Inc., and was produced in the year 2009 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Part 1. Chapter 1. Italy, 1855. We arrived in Narni late on a Sunday evening. Although the door to the Hotel Fina was locked, the driver roused a servant who stumbled out with creasy shirt tails, brought in our luggage, and showed us to a bedroom smelling of unwashed feet. Nora took away my cloak and bonnet, then I snuffed the candles and lay down. A man was shouting in the distance, perhaps the worse for drink. Instead of sleeping, I rode through the night as if still in a carriage, jolting over badly made roads across the plains of Italy. Eventually, I heard a clock strike five, and the rumble of a cart in the square outside, and I fell asleep to the sound of women's raised voices and the clash of a pail against stone. When I woke, a blade of sunlight sliced between the shutters, and it was nearly mid-morning. Nora was standing over me with a breakfast tray and a letter from Mother, which I didn't read. None of the clothes in my portmanteau was fit to wear, being too crushed, so I put on my travelling dress again and said we would go out at once. In the lobby, I struggled to make myself understood by the proprietress, who was dressed in black and whose mouth was pulled down at the ends as if from despair, but when I showed her Henry's address, she drew us a rough map. Narni was an ancient town built near the top of a hill, and the Hotel Fina was at its centre on a little square. What with the cluster of women...